Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. And thank you for letting me be part of yours and for being part of mine. We got some really good stuff lined up for you coming up straight ahead. John Jantz is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. John's a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's not just a veteran marketing coach, folks. He's probably the veteran marketing coach. He's an award-winning blogger. He's the author of Duct Tape Marketing, which has taken the whole small business marketing world by storm. And I'm glad to say he's here today, right now, sort of in person. Hey, John, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. You know, Jim, I will agree with your intro music there. You are bad. And that, you know, I mean, and of course, as my kids would say, I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, well, and I've got the deportment records from my elementary school to prove it. By the way, that's when I, you know, I understood the concept of work and play well with others at a very young age.
and you excelled at recess. Is that what you're saying?
And unfortunately, it wasn't in a good way. It's good to have you back, John, as always.
Well,
you know, John, the thing that that my audience has heard me say a zillion times, and I'm going to keep saying it until we fix it, is that the two areas where small business owners are woefully inadequate at is in human resources and in marketing.
Right.
If I could give them a dose of a cure for two things. You know, I wouldn't help them sell. I wouldn't help them buy better products. I wouldn't help them. You know, I wouldn't. There's a lot of things that you might think that we need help with, but I would really give them a dose of some help with human resources, doing a better job of hiring and managing people, and also the marketing thing. Neither one of those, believe it or not, are intuitive for folks, are they?
Well, you know, I'll let them off the hook a little bit, just for a second. You know, before I kick them in the pants.
This good cop, bad cop?
Yeah, exactly, because you know, that's not why they went into business. They went into business because they knew how to do something,
exactly.
Because they had a passion for something, because they created something, because they were an accountant and they wanted to, you know, build a business doing people's taxes. And so I understand that. but the reality is what they really are in is a marketing business, because if you don't have a customer, if you don't have a profitable customer, then you really don't have a business.
Well, you know, a lot of my human resources guys like to say that the most important customer we have are our employees.
Well, there's no question.
And I just don't agree with that, because I do believe that the employees are extremely important. Obviously, I think I agree with that, but I still say that there is a real egg and chicken logic, and you know, the egg is the customer, and because we don't get to have employees if we don't have customers.
Yeah, the way I really, you know, my take on that is to wake small business owners up is to realize that every one of their employees, their associates, maybe in some cases even partners and vendors, when they come into contact with the prospect or customer, they're performing a marketing function.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is there a relationship between them being happy, them being productive, them being well-trained, them being really behind the story? Well, yes, there is.
Well,
and in that regard, your employees can either sink your marketing or they can make it take off.
Now here's the scary part, though, John. I was saying what I said a minute ago about small business owners not being good at marketing. I was saying this 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not gotten a whole lot better, unfortunately. I think it's probably gotten some better, but not a whole lot better. But here's the problem. The marketing goalposts are being moved every week, every day in the marketplace, And you know, and the game, the rules are changing.
Well,
I mean,
with the
internet.
I was going to say the internet has wiped out entire comfy, cozy industries. And
as Joel Barker would say, the paradigm has shifted.
Yeah, well, the big box stores have wiped out entire types of industries, and so yeah, it's no longer enough to say, okay, the doors are open, the sign's here, you know, we've got the heat on, come on down and get it. It really has never been more important for the small business to find a way to really stand out and demonstrate that they have something that's unique.
And then you got people who say, well, I got a website. Well, I got some I got some news for you folks. That's like saying, you know, I have air in my building. You know,
that's
minimal. And
yeah,
we'll come back. John's gonna help us go from Web 1.0, which I hope you're already well developed at, and to 2.0, and on our way to 3.0. 20 till. Stay with us.
I feel nice.
Ten years.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Yes, it's been 10 years. The Small Business Advocate Show has somehow defied the odds and beaten the consolidating gods, and maybe I shouldn't tell anybody. Maybe we should keep it quiet. Maybe we just sort of got under the radar there. Who knows? We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating 10 years into our 11th year now with our good friend John Jantz, the author of Duct Tape Marketing. John, give us your website and tell us where we can find your stuff.
You bet. It is ducttapemarketing.com. That's DUCTTAPE marketing.com, and there's a free newsletter and a blog and a podcast and lots of good stuff there. In fact, I've been working on it so doggone long, there's stuff there that I've forgotten about.
That's good. That's good stuff. I heard Tim, what's his name, the country singer, the other day say that he was bragging on the radio guys who play his music. He said, "You guys are playing songs I forgot I recorded."
Tim McGraw, probably.
Yeah, McGraw. Yeah, it was Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, folks, we're talking about marketing with our good friend John, and John. So much of marketing these days is electronic. It's on the internet. So much of what we have to be doing, if we're going to get certain segments of the population, we have to be able to get them online. And it's not enough to have a 1.0 web 1.0 website, which is just basically where you tell people who you are and what you do and how to get to your place. You got to do more, don't you?
Well, that's right. In fact, I'll give people a statistic from Forrester. They did a recent survey, and 79% of Americans have admitted to going online to search for products and services. And here's the really interesting point, locally. So it's not just about the world if I want to find these great shoes that I can only get in New York or something. I mean, it's about finding stuff across the street, the plumber, the electrician. Every business needs to be online, because it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody is going to hire the attorney or hire the remodeling contractor or buy your product because they found you online. But I guarantee if they don't find you there, you're not going to make the short list.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it. So... And the thing is, I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, we were in New York, my wife and I were in New York City, in fact, right after you and I saw each other, John, and we were looking for a place, and we lost it. We thought we knew where it was, we lost it. We whipped out our cell phones and found it online and went to the place.
Yeah, there's no question there are certain industries that have been actually online and realize the power, that's where they do their business. But the folks that I really... you know, want to preach to in some ways are the folks that are saying, oh, you know, I don't need that. People pick up the phone book. People do this. Well, you know, I have college-age daughters, and if I plop the Yellow Pages in front of them, they would not know what to do with it. No clue. So because they use their phone, they whip out, you know, their laptop, and they can find anything they want on the Internet. So, you know, I don't care what business you're in, you are missing folks if you don't and you already said it. You know, having a website is like having, you know, is like breathing. I mean, that's just an expectation. If you don't have that, you're probably not even in business. So the idea here now is you've got to find ways to to really extend that. And I like to tell people, think in terms of a web presence. You need to be in a lot of places, and we can talk about some of those or however you want to go with that.
Well, yeah, let's do that. Now, talk to us about some of the elements. I want to try to nudge our audience towards 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And see, one of the things when you say 2.0, a lot of what you're talking about is the collaborative social networking stuff.
That's right. That's right.
And that sort of causes a lot of folks who are a little long in the tooth like me, their eyes to glaze over a little bit. It frightens them a little bit. Can an old guy actually be good at this?
Yeah. Well, let's make it relevant. Whatever we call it. Doesn't matter. I mean, in fact, sometimes that scares people off. You start talking about blogs and Web 2.0. Here is what the world wants. the internet world wants. They want great content that's easy to find, that's education based. They want consistency. They want to know that you're going to be there, that you're coming back, that you're adding stuff. They really want to make a connection. If I can no longer sit across the table and view you and shake your hand, but I'm going to do business with you, then I want to find a way to make that connection. And then the last point, and this has always been around, but I think the web is really turning this on its head, is people are really looking for communities. They find it in their churches and in their schools and in industry associations, but now they're finding it online too. Around the world, they can find like-minded people to get help from, to give help to share information, and so when you think about the web, that's how you should think about it. So regardless of what we call these tools, so if we're going to talk about content, one of the easiest ways to add content, which not only will be good for your users, but a little tip here, the search engines love, and that is a blog. It's become very mainstream now. Small businesses, every industry are using them. People are tired of talking about them. But the fact of the matter is, it's just a really easy way for you to publish new content to your website, create new web pages. The software does it all for you. Couldn't be simpler. And the search engines just absolutely will give you a bonus for having a blog on your site.
Now, the challenge that we have for most small businesses, John, we got two problems.
Yeah.
One is a mechanical problem. We don't have a blog. We don't have blog capability. A lot of people don't. And number two is the intellectual ability, the professional ability, the ability to write, the ability to understand what people want. When we come back, I want you and me to address those things. Because, folks, these are two steps. If you can take these two steps, you can accomplish what John's talking about. And you can go from 1 to 2 on your way to 3.0 on the web. Just like in 30 days or less. Stand by. Here we go. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend John Jantz, the author of Duct Tape Marketing. DuctTapeMarketing.com is his website. Check it out. You can find his book there and his blog and lots of other stuff. And folks, don't forget to check out my websites at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and AskJim.biz. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is where you can find the show, and you can listen to it by streaming it, or you can podcast it. You can subscribe by RSS. If you want to make sure that you hear every interview that John Jantz has with us in the future, just go there and do the RSS, and whenever he pops up again, we'll send it to you. Automatic. It's like, works like magic. And then, of course, we got thousands of articles, archives, the brain trust is there, the newsletter is, you can subscribe to it there, the blog is there, all those things. And AskJim.biz, of course, is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. John, we're talking about how to get people out of Web 1.0 into Web 2.0, which is basically one of the big things you're recommending is the blogging.
Yeah,
I have those two mechanical things I'd like to throw out and see what you think about it. Number one, you convert your website into the kind of programs that look like websites, but they actually have blog capability.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
And then let me get
the second one out, and then I'll let you take off.
Sure.
And the second thing is, folks, don't even concern yourself. if you think you're not a good writer, and I know you don't have time. Heck, I don't have time, and this is what I do.
Right.
I mean, I know you don't have time. I understand it. Hire somebody. Maybe one of your employees could do it, but if not, hire somebody to write for you. Tell them what you want. Let them interview you. Let them tell you what's going on, and you tell them what's going on in the industry, in the world, in the marketplace, in your side, your company, on your block, whatever, and let them write this for you, and let them help you. What do you think, John?
Well, you know, I would go even I'll address both of those, but on that last point about writing, you know, I think a lot of people, they go out there and they sell all day, and they, you know, they talk to folks, and they're able to answer all the questions that people have all day long, and that's really all you need to think in terms of for creating content on these blogs.
Yep.
If your customers or your current prospects are asking some questions, and maybe there's other people that would want to know the answers to those questions too, just write them down. A blog post, as they call an entry, doesn't have to be a 700-800 word article that you work on for months. A lot of times it can just be, hey, I read a great article in this magazine, or I listened to a great radio show, and here's the link to it. Go check it out. Your readers will really come to appreciate that.
Or how about this? You're out in the field and you see somebody using your product in a really great way. Whip out your cell phone, take a picture of it, and post it on your. This is an example of how John Bilstein uses our product. What do you think about this?
Yeah, no, that's great, because then it becomes a real visual testimonial too. So absolutely.
Right. So how do but John, how do we take all that and make it and turn it in? How do we turn it into an ROI though? Because see, if I do marketing, if I do traditional marketing and advertising, I can do a call to action. I can get business to come in today.
Sure.
How does my
sure.
blog get business to come in today?
Well, I guess I would tell most people, don't think of it necessarily that way. Think of it as creating information products, creating education that will allow you to stand out. I mean, one of the toughest things small business owners have is finding ways to differentiate themselves. If you're every home remodeler in your community is saying the exact same thing on their website, and you've got a blog where you're talking about the really interesting and the hard questions that people have, well, a couple things are going to happen. People are going to find your site because of the search engines, are going to love and eat up that content. So people are going to find your site before they find your competitors, and then when people get there and find that, and in fact, what I tell a lot of people to do is have your call to action be, you know, driving people to your blog.
Yeah.
And especially if you're writing good education-based content there that demonstrates that you care and that you are an expert and that you're willing to give great information, well, then that's where the ROI comes.
But, John, shouldn't we say, though, that with regard to traditional marketing and web marketing, web 2.0 marketing, the social networking, that kind of thing, shouldn't we say it's not either or, it's both and?
Absolutely. No question. I think that's true of all marketing. I mean, a lot of times people say, should I do direct mail or have a referral system or focus on PR? And I say, yes. you need to do all of those things.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you have to do them all tomorrow if you're not doing them all, but eventually you have to do all of those things because it's really about momentum.
Yeah.
And it's about consistency, and it's about repetition. And so you're right. All the stuff that you can do adds up.
John Jantsch, JANTSCH, ducttapemarketing.com. Thanks, John. See you next time.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Good job today. See you then. You too.
All
Merry
right.
Christmas. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.